All right, well, got a lot of ground to cover here. We've already heard Joe Biden incoherently babbling in Iowa about, I don't even know what he's talking about. Talking about Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy being killed in the 70s and something about the 60s and Haight-Ashbury and it's confusing. We'll get back to that. But here's something from Joe Biden. Also, this is why they've kept him in the barn for the last week. Joe Biden is not a good candidate. Right now he's got 30% nationally, which is double what Bernie or Elizabeth Warren have. And so he remains on top. And it's weird because every time people see him like at a debate, his numbers go down. Boom. And then a few days pass, and he kind of comes back up a little bit, and he stabilizes, which is why they've had him gone for a week. We need to stabilize the patient, doctor. We'll see if we can help him along. Anyhow, during his comments in Iowa, and aside from his incoherent babbling about assassinations in the 70s of Martin Luther King and other things, he also said he's going to make Trump feel the pain. He's going to make Donald Trump feel the pain. Here's Joe Biden rolling up. He's going to box the ears of the president or something. Here's tough guy Joe. That's the same Joe Biden, by the way, that was going to take the president out behind the woodshed. Remember that? I'll take him out. I'm a tough guy. I'm going to drag him out. I'll teach him. It's embarrassing. But it's bite number two as well. Bite number two. Go.
He thinks he's being tough. But like everything else, he's always tough when he's not the guy getting hit. He's always tough when someone else is feeling the pain, and he's not. But we're going to make him feel the pain.
And to see Joe Biden, he leans down on his elbows and leans into the microphones. We're going to make him feel the pain. I mean, how scripted? I mean, it just feels awkward and weird, frankly. Just awkward and weird. Meanwhile, the senator from New York, Christy Jellybrand. Is that her name, Christy Jellybrand? What's the woman's name from New York? Come on, New York. Who's the woman that's running for president? Anyhow, Christy Jellybrand, whatever her name is. Appearing on the anti-gun program with Brooke Baldwin, attractive lady on CNN, no idea what goes on in the real world. Brooke Baldwin hates guns. They got great support for destroying the Second Amendment from me. It's just kind of the mutual admiration society. No, you're the best. No, you're the best. We'll get rid of guns together. Yay. It's bite number seven. Go.
Because we shouldn't have to live in a world where kids doing back-to-school shopping at Walmart are afraid, where kids are doing shelter-in-place drills as opposed to mathematical drills. It's not what we should be aspiring to. And
so
we know
the
difference.
President Trump get mental- it? You get it. How can President Trump get it? How can Senator Mitch McConnell get it?
I think people need to keep raising their voices. We have mental
you
health
guys
issues
get
in every country around the globe.
Yeah.
But only in America.
You guys
are
so smart.
Do you have gun violence on every street corner in big cities? And the truth is, it's the access to weapons that's so prevalent, so easy for anyone to walk into a store and get a military-style weapon. It should be reserved only
it's
for
not
our
easy.
Military. They're designed to kill large numbers of people so quickly.
You know, it is amazing the level of ignorance that's allowed to parade around on television and be considered an expert on any topic. It is breathtaking, truly breathtaking to listen to the level of ignorance, really, that parades around and behaves that way. Let's see here. I want to get one more in here. I want to go to bite 10. The reason being is, wait a second. I don't have that one. I'll get back to that one. Bite 10, Bernie Sanders admitting, first of all, he said yesterday to union members that they will have no union benefits left. They will not get their premium Cadillac health care plans will no longer exist and be allowed, even though they negotiated them through the union. Those are gone. That should really help folks with the conversation, because that is what the euphemism Medicare for All, which is just another cute name for government-controlled health care for everyone. It will take away your ability to get that. But now he says they don't really know what it's going to cost. You know, $3 trillion. We don't really know. We don't really know what the cost is going to be. It is bite number 10. Bite number 10 with Bernie.
Okay. That's what. Now, if you can ask me, all right, how much is it going to cost? I don't have that in my pocket. Nobody does. We're talking about well over $3 trillion a year, which is what we're paying.
Nobody has any idea what it's going to cost. Nobody has any idea what it's going to cost. And that doesn't matter. Think big. Think big. That doesn't matter. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, both all in on this deal. Of course, Elizabeth Warren yesterday pandering on the tribal lies that she put forth for all these years. And Bernie Sanders, both are damaged candidates. Bernie Sanders, he's not credible. They don't believe him. He's got a hardcore base of support. He's got that 15% support. It's not going anywhere. Expect him to get 15% in Iowa, 15% in New Hampshire, maybe a little stronger there. Elizabeth Warren, she's been getting stronger, but let's be honest, she's damaged goods. She's never going to get past the fact that she lied and lied and lied again about her heritage to advance her. Nobody believes she did that just because it was cute. She was listed as the only Native American professor at Harvard. Yeah. Lily White. Lily White there was named as the only. I mean, come on. Nobody believes that she did that for any other reason except to advance her own career. All right. To find out more about this program, go to stevegruber.com. Drop me a note by email. Do you want your thermostat set at 82 degrees so you can sleep nice and sound? Of course you do. Drop me a note. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Follow us on all of those places and find us at America's Voice News. All of these places just for you. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.